The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, Jesus has certainly set the standard for marriage and for the complete sanctification of marriage and the sacramentalization of marriage in this commandment. As we can see in the Old Testament, there was a great deal of liberality with respect to marriage. And of course, for divorces, it was permissible to get rid of divorce, honestly. And as I've said maybe before, in the Hillel school, you could just get a divorce if your wife was a bad cook, you know. And of course, the wives, they had no recourse. So Jesus, first of all, does several different things. He makes the wives and the husbands equals. So we see in the Old Testament, the husband's got the rights to ask for the divorce, to dismiss the wife. The wife doesn't have any such rights at all. Jesus now is setting them on an equal par. If the wife, of course, the divorced wife is to enter into relations with somebody, that's not just the wife now who's the adulterer. The husband's the adulterer too, if he does the same thing. So again, there's an equalization that Jesus has brought to the fore. And then, what Jesus does is he basically says that the commitment that you make in a marriage, this commitment is something that is seen by God, honored by God, and brought to fruition by God, and it's meant to be a permanent commitment. Yes, there's all the conditions that the church has outlined about how, that commitment can be mitigated right from the very beginning if someone doesn't have the freedom or the knowledge or the capacity to carry out that commitment on a permanent basis, no doubt about that. And so, of course, the whole idea of the permanency of commitment is dependent upon the capacity and the freedom of the person to actually carry it out when they engage in that promise. But what Jesus wants to do is elevate it. And he elevates it by giving it a divine status. That is to say, God sees it, God honors it, and God will bring it to fruition, and especially bring it to fruition through children, through a family. And so what happens when Jesus does that is he turns it into a sacrament. And this becomes the bulwark of family life. In the Christian church. Now, yes, were there all kinds of crazy things that went on? Yes. Are there all kinds of violations that took place in the Christian church? Yes. But on the whole, what happened through the Christian church was the sanctification of marriage, the permanency of commitment, which in turn became the stabilization of the family. And that made the family the sacred community, right, that is going to be the basis of the culture and the society. And the church has always honored that because, of course, not just because of the principle of subsidiarity, right? You go to the smallest unit that constitutes the culture, but the church has always honored it because, it truly is the most intimate condition under which faith in God is brought, not only into the lives of the spouses, but the lives of the children, and through them to the rest of the culture. This is the conduit of faith. This is the conduit of intimate love. This is the conduit of self-sacrifice. So Jesus is making marriage this huge sacramental reality that it had never been before. And the interesting part about this, if you kind of trace the history of the family throughout history, you could see that there's this great stabilization of culture that takes place. And interestingly enough, not just through the stabilization, the permanency of marital commitment, but also Jesus brings chastity into the domain itself. And you can see that even the purity of intention behind celibacy and the vow of chastity is also another stabilizing influence within the culture. And what I mean by stabilizing is it just means that, sexuality, doesn't become an end in itself, divorced from commitment, with all the sort of hedonism and debauchery that can come from that, right? You see that there's a turning, a concerted cultural turning away from that to this sense of real integrity of person, the integrity of sexuality, the integrity of permanent exclusive commitment, the integrity of the family, the integrity of children. Everything is just sort of elevated to this whole new level, which not only stabilizes culture, but as the letter to the Ephesians tells us, becomes the building block of the church itself. And that, as President Roosevelt would have said, is a completely new deal for the benefit of the world. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.